This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. announces that he's suspending his independent presidential bid. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
The DNC waged continual legal warfare against both President Trump and myself.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr., the nephew of JFK, says the Democratic Party worked to keep him out of the race. And now he's afraid of being a spoiler. So he's suspending his campaign in key battleground states.
My name will remain on the ballot in most states.
And gave reasons why he's endorsing Donald Trump.
Free speech, a war in Ukraine, and the war on our children.
Kennedy says Trump has promised him a position in fighting childhood and adult diseases.
We will make Americans healthy again.
Linking disease to processed foods and chemicals in the environment. Trump said of Kennedy yesterday.
Very smart, a little bit different, and that's okay.
I'm Jackie Quinn.
Vice President Kamala Harris formally accepted the Democratic nomination for president on Thursday with a rousing call to fight tyranny around the world, drawing a sharp contrast with Republican Donald Trump. Gabe Singer from Reuters reports.
I accept your nomination.
Since Harris emerged as the Democratic candidate after President Joe Biden dropped out, her campaign has broken fundraising records, packed arenas with supporters, and turned opinion polls in some battleground states in Democrats' favor. Before a packed House, Harris made some of her strongest foreign policy statements to date, vowing not to cozy up to tyrants and dictators who she said were, quote, rooting for Trump. Harris also laid out some broad policy principles, announcing tax cuts for the middle class and vowing to fight for reproductive freedom and voting rights. Harris also called to end the Gaza war.
Now is the time to get a hostage deal and a ceasefire deal done.